Triple M Grill Team Podcast. Catch the show 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Or listen live at triplem.com.au.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph, front page of the Daily Telegraph in Sydney today is Ricky Stewart resigning from the Sharks. We knew a couple of weeks ago that he was going to end up not being the Sharks coach next season, but he's decided to pull the pin now and hand it over to the coach who's going to be his assistant at the moment is taking over.
Shane Flanagan,
ex-Rooster. Basically, the bit from the paper says that at halftime he was talking to the boys and he's lost them. As far as he's concerned, they're not playing for him anymore, and that was the reason why he'd stayed on. But I want to play a little clip now if we can, Byron. This is back on the 31st of March, which is my reckoning about 18 weeks ago. Our own Mark Geyer was talking to Ricky Stewart and he said this.
But mate, I think it's time that you had a really good look at your position at the Sharks, and I think it's time that you walk away from the Sharks and say, well, that's it for me. I've had enough.
That's an opinion of yours, and it's an opinion and probably of a lot of people at the moment. That'd be so easy, mate, you know, just to walk away. Then I'm running away from the boys, running away from the problem, and that's just such an easy solution.
Yeah, there he goes, Stewie.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have on the phone, guys, Damien Irvine. He's the chairman of the Cronulla Sharks. G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
No problem. Now, Damien, I think I'll probably start you off with a tough question. Shane Flanagan's in the unenviable position of taking over now from Ricky Stewart. The side hasn't been going all that great. Is he in a tough position come next season if you don't win a game for the rest of the season?
No, he's not. Look, we appointed Shane because we thoroughly believe that he's the right person for the job during the time that Ricky first asked for his release, which was something that we reluctantly gave him. We had planned for Ricky to be there until the end of next year. Right. Shane, it's not going to be tough for him next year because we're not expecting miracles from Shane straight up. I think that's a big problem our club has had over the years. We all know the history of the club as far as premierships go, and so the club has tried to get the best coaches and spent a lot of money on them to come in and perform miracles. Well, I think MG would know, as both of you would, that, look, that's not going to happen with a coach. You have to actually change the whole place. You have to have a dedicated direction from the top down, and we've got that for Shane now. There's been a lot of change, and unfortunately for Rick, I guess he's come on, he's been there through all of that change as well. So, look, we're not expecting miracles from Shane, and certainly we won't be putting pressure on him early in the year. We'll be looking to extend his deal out to 2 years anyway in the off-season to kick off the year. I don't think 1 year is a good tenure for any coach.
So, Damien, obviously after the Manly game on the weekend, what, Ricky come to you and said, that's it, I've had enough?
Actually, no, he didn't. As I understand it, he talked to some people that are close to him over Sunday and Monday, and I actually was asked to... I got a call from his management company yesterday afternoon late about his decision and to... You know, we only actually signed off on this with the board and then football club staff at about 9 or 10 last night.
So he didn't speak to you directly, the chairman? He didn't really come up to you and say... He went through his managers to quit the job?
That's correct. To be fair, that's how Ricky has operated for a lot of the time since I've been there. I've been there 12 months.
Wow. So well, there's the problem then. You know, if you can't be man enough to go up to your boss and say, I'm going to quit and get my manager to do it, we shouldn't be coaching in the first place.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that, Mark.
Look, Damien, thanks for coming on. Must be a tough day for you, but, you know, a start of a new lease of life perhaps for the Sharkies. And Flanagan, we were sad to lose him from the Roosters, and no doubt you picked the right man there, and you're not going to put too much pressure on, which is great, mate. So best of luck.
Did Flanagan's manager go and see you or him himself?
Flanagan's the type of bloke who would have gone face-to-face, I reckon.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.